Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. As the man says, this is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, and this is Brilliant Ideas, and we're checking in today from beautiful Maryland on the shores, and we're hanging out with Dan, the Oyster Man, at his pad, and broadcasting today from beautiful Fishing Creek, Maryland, and I have my sidekick from Florida. Good morning, A.A. Ron. How's everything going out in Florida?
Things are going well, man, going well.
Where you been? What were you doing? You were traveling last week, right?
Yeah. Last week I was actually in San Antonio at the time the show was airing. So Lenora's oldest son graduated from Air Force boot camp, and we went out for the graduation ceremony, and it was kind of a big deal, and it was really cool.
Cool. Well, we missed you last week, and I guess you heard the news about Blog Talk Radio and what's happening with Brilliant Ideas Radio. We have been chosen as one of their featured shows on Blog Talk Radio, and I wanted to thank everyone for their help, including all the people that appear on the show as regulars and also all of our guests and all of our listeners. We couldn't do this without you, and thank you for boosting us up to a featured position, and we'll keep doing this show. I guess people must like it, Aaron. We must be doing something right.
I don't know. I don't think I've found any of those people who like. I'm just kidding. People must be liking it, man. Because I mean, we've got listeners. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think
it's just one dude just constantly clicking on the listen now button.
Well, in the early days, I used to go out and give people on the street a buck to listen, but I haven't had to do that in a while. So I guess it's either one guy sitting in a dark room hitting the play button, or we got some listeners. So thank you, everybody, for supporting the show, and we'll keep doing this if you want us to keep going. And today we've got a big show lined up. As you can see, if you're listening on your computer, you can see in front of you on the screen, we've got quite a lineup. Our good friend Emily Ellen will be joining us here shortly. We got some big news to talk about with Emily Ellen. And then we've got our good buddy. He used to be called just the Wine Czar, but now he's the Everything Czar, from wine to booze to shrimp and grits. And we'll talk about why he's got the new name Shrimp and Grits Czar later with Brian Fairchild. And then after Brian and some special guests that will be joining us, we then will be having our musical guests for the day, which they're called Dixie Still, and they're a great, great band, a country band that's from North Carolina. I think everybody will like them. So we shall move along with the show here. And, of course, we've got to bring in our food news, Jersey-style girl, good old Laurie. So let me push this button. And good morning, Laurie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Laurie.
Welcome back. We missed you.
I definitely missed you guys. It was a very long drive.
long.
Would you tell me, Terry, that you were like in the car for like 24 hours straight?
27. I got up and drove because I was working in Nashville, and We wrapped up our video shoot in Nashville, and then I had to drive back here to bring one of my coworkers back and bring the video equipment back to the office. So I had to drive to Jacksonville from Nashville, then immediately picked up Lenora's dad and drove straight to San Antonio. So it was 27 straight hours of driving.
So you got a few saddle sores.
Oh, it was crazy. I was like, God. First of all, I absolutely hate I-10 with a passion. Everything about it is the most boring road on the planet.
Yeah.
And to be on that road, be on I-10 for 17, it was 17 hours of the drive was just I-10. Miserable.
Well,
I did have something while I was there, and it totally made me think of you, but it was so delicious that I forgot to take a picture of it.
What was it?
I went to this little Mexican place, and I actually had them custom make a taco for me. They make a pork. It's cochinita pibil, but it's normally on a plate. But I had them, hey, can you take the cochinita and make a taco out of it? He's like, yeah. So they made a taco with it, but they put pickled onions on it. And the onions were pickled in beet juice. I don't like beets.
Oh, my
goodness. I don't like beets. I don't like onions. But those pickled onions, pickled in beet juice, on that cochinita taco was absolutely fantastic.
See, Laurie, I think we're going to convert him eventually. He'll be eating beets.
He will. We haven't eaten arugula. Now we'll have him eating the beets.
it was baby steps here. Baby steps here, guys.
Always.
Always. All right, Laurie, you have any food news for us?
I do. Actually, it's about Taco Bell, speaking of tacos. But before I do, this is not my style, as most people know, but may I rant for just a bit?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to rant? Well, this ought to be good. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, for people who could see my Facebook page, my very dear friend, Sunbreast Orchards, posted a little comment, and it said, "Don't let anyone ever dull your sparkle." And the reason for that is brilliant. I know you had posted a few days back about people unfriending us.
Yeah.
Well, you had a friend who made a comment that was hysterical, and he had said, wouldn't it be nice if there was a like button for people who unfriend us?
Yes.
I want Facebook to have a love button for people who have unfriended us.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to rant. We're not going to talk about love buttons.
No, I want a love button for the people who unfriend us.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I like that. I'll be busy hitting love buttons then.
There you go. Me too.
Oh,
but
yeah. Well,
just a quick little dig for people who are listening.
Well, I'll just say, now you started something. Let me just say that, first of all, there's lots of freaks on Facebook. Not the people who listen to the show, of course, but there are a lot of freaks on Facebook. And I have learned that you have to sort of, it's like digging for gold. You got to move a lot of dirt before you find a nugget of gold. There's a lot of nice people out there, too. We met some great friends and friendships that will go on forever. But, there's some folks out there that actually I'm glad they unfriend me. And matter of fact, there's some that even block me, believe it or not. And, Aaron, you don't have those problems, do you?
Yes, sorry, my phone went absolutely crazy. I do not have those problems. People love me. People don't unfriend me. Even when I try to offend people, they think it's funny and I'm cute, and then they don't unfriend me. So
it's true.
I don't know. You know, I try to be that guy who has people unfriend him. It just doesn't work out for me.
Well, I really don't try, and it seems to work for me. But
it just comes natural for you. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, it's like tying your shoes. It's just something that happens. You just do.
Well, I've got that whole array of friends that go from one spectrum to the other, and it never fails. I mean, there's no way I can make that crew happy with what I say and do. So, you know, sometimes I say something, and the one side just goes bonkers and starts unfriending, and then I say something else on the other side. So yeah, I'm like in the middle, and I'm always losing them on both sides.
That's cool. You got two sides of too many pretentious people.
Anyway,
that's where the problem is. you're starting with the wrong people.
Maybe that's what the problem is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, no, these few people who unfriended me have been my good friends. There's just a few of them who I really enjoy as friends, and all of a sudden they unfriended me, but that's okay.
Wouldn't it be cool in real life if you could do that, if you just, like, had a neighbor or something that you didn't like? And, like let's say, like, Oyster Man Dan, if I didn't like him, I could just go hit an unfriend button and he would just kind of disappear?
It's very possible. Just get. It's called a hammer to the forehead. It works every time. That is the unfriend button every time. You hit somebody in the forehead with a hammer, they will not be your friend anymore.
Of course, his family may be visiting you, or your family may be visiting you in the jail, but yeah, I guess that's a way to get rid of them. Anyway, Laura, you finished ranting about that? Because I could go on and on, but I think we should probably go to food news.
Yeah, I'll do a quick food news. Here we go. It says, Taco Bell says it's expanding its small test of waffle tacos as it prepares to take its breakfast menu national sometime next year. Aaron, was it you who posted the waffle taco recently on your page?
I don't know. Somebody posted a waffle taco or bacon and a bacon waffle taco. I don't know. It wasn't me, though.
Wasn't you? I thought it was you. I saw it, and I'm like, oh, that looks delicious. And then I came across this food news. But anyway, I wasn't sure if you tried it or not. But it says the fast food chain says the waffle taco, which includes scrambled eggs, sausage, and a side of syrup, was the top seller during breakfast hours at 5 Southern California restaurants where they were tested earlier this year. And now the company wants to see how it would fare on a bigger scale. The waffle tacos and a full breakfast menu will be expanded to about 100 restaurants in Fresno, California, Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. It says
sounds
you only
good
get
to me.
Now,
I have to interrupt you here, Lori.
Go ahead.
Aaron. You're not going to believe this, but, you know, Laurie is someone from the fine dining establishment, you know, Las Vegas and all the fancy chefs, and she's had, like, some of the famous ones make dinners for her, lunches for her. Well, last week, we went to Taco Bell, and we had Dorito tacos, the nacho Dorito tacos, and I wish I had a camera to take a picture, but Laurie was sitting there eating Dorito tacos, and it was so good that she made me order a 12-pack carry, you know, one of those carry boxes you bring 12 home.
It looked like a little lunch box. It looked like a little lunch box. I was so excited.
So, believe it or not, folks, Laurie was eating at Taco Bell, not once, but we actually went there twice last week.
We did. In a row. 2 days in a row.
It's totally believable because I could eat at Taco Bell every day. Seriously, I don't like the Dorito tacos, by the way.
You don't like it?
No, I didn't like the Dorito tacos. But I could eat at Taco Bell every day just because it's quick, easy, and it's tacos. And I don't like tacos, even though, whatever. So I totally get it.
Did you have the nacho cheese or the Cool Ranch? Because the Cool Ranch I don't like either.
I've had them both.
Yeah, them both. And,
yeah, I like crunch, regular crunchy tacos. There's something about the way the shell is not, it's just the right crunch or something. I don't really like them.
Well, she had the regular ones the first day, and then we went back and we really got really crazy and kinky. We had the Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
With the sour cream on it. Oh,
that is,
my
that
God.
Is when it gets good. That's I can eat them if you get them Supreme, but I'd rather just a regular crunchy taco.
Yep. No, you know what? I was even licking my fingers with the leftover of the Dorito. It was like the oranges on your finger, and I'm licking it. It was so good.
Well, so you're really good. So did I interrupt your story about the waffle taco? So where is that going to be offered now?
Of course you interrupted. Anyway, I'll just finish the last little bit.
Well, while you're talking about that,
okay, ahead,
why are they putting it in Omaha, Nebraska? There are 9 people in Omaha, Nebraska. How is that a test market? I don't understand.
And Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, Chattanooga, because it's a tourist town. People go in and out of Chattanooga.
True.
I get that. I don't understand Omaha, Nebraska. That's the only one I don't get. They could test it here. I would be their test market. We could put a Taco Bell in my yard, and I would be their test market. And I can...
I'd be your neighbor.
They would serve a broader demographic at my house than they will in all of Omaha, Nebraska.
Do they still have that chihuahua? They don't, do they?
No, that went away.
The chihuahua. No. When you say no quiero Taco Bell.
Taco Bell chihuahua. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, go ahead, Laurie. Sorry.
No problem. It says McDonald's has been testing an after midnight menu that mixes the breakfast and lunch items, and Taco Bell has also been promoting a happier hour, I thought it was cute, which features snacks and drinks intended to attract customers in the late afternoon when business tends to be slower. So I'll tell you, I want to try that waffle
taco.
Well,
now you do. I know. I mean, now you're like a taco fanatic. So I can see us going there and having a waffle taco in very near future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to tell everybody when we go there, do that, which is better, the Denny's Grand Slam or the...
You know, I swear to God, I was just going to say, I wonder how it compares to Denny's, and you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say that.
I bet it's going to be a close tie. We're going to take a break for a second, and I'm going to play a little music and also an ad from our sponsor, Big Green Egg. And then we'll be coming back here with the one and only rad chef herself, Emily Allen. We got some new news to talk about for her and see what she's been up to for the last few weeks. So everybody hang tight. I'm going to play a little bit of, if you heard our show a couple weeks ago, we had Big John and his song Hard Times, and then we'll be back after a brief message.
Ain't got no money, my bills are past due. Tell me, baby, what the heck we gonna do? A hard time. Grocer, see if I can get some food on time. He said, look at here, man. Your bills pass behind, but our time. For hard times, I hear one more. When you ain't got no money, people, you can't have it no more. I went to see a friend, see if I can borrow some cash. He said, look here, friend, you never pay me back for hard times. For hard times, I hear no more.
When you ain't got no one to
it out now.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Yes, and like the man says, check out Big Green Egg at biggreenegg.com. All you have to do is punch in your zip code. You can find yourself a dealer near you. And I've got my Big Green Egg. And, yes, Aaron, I have not put it together yet, so don't even start. But I'm planning on doing it sometime this weekend. Sorry. I'm getting there. It's one screw at a time. You know, it takes me a while, but... anyway, if you want a Big Green Egg, check them out at biggreenegg.com. One of these days, you'll see a photograph on Facebook with me with my Big Green Egg, and I'm planning on cooking a turkey. That's going to be my first attempt and see how it turns out. So, you know, it's called teasing the crowd, too. Don't you get that, Aaron?
No, I get it, but I'm telling you. There's going to come a day that I'm going to get a green egg, and mine will be long seasoned way before you actually put any meat on your egg.
All right. And speaking of Big Green Egg and the person who actually turned us on to Big Green Egg, we have our good friend, the one and only Rad Chef herself, Emily Allen. Good morning, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I've missed you.
We missed you. You've been busy.
Oh, my gosh. And, Frank, I'm really upset that you don't have this egg bill.
I know.
You do not understand. I'm starting to get questions right now about how to cook the best burger. One etiquette palette just wrote in and said, how do you cook the best burger? And I was going to say the best burgers I ever cooked were on my green egg.
Yes,
need to get that thing together. They told me that a Navy SEAL, it took them less than 60 minutes to put it together. So I put my neighbor to the test, and my taste bud, Donnie, he put it together in 45 minutes flat. So get on it.
All right, so if a Navy SEAL can do it in 60, and your next-door neighbor, who must be very handy, can do it in 45, I guess I could probably take a whole afternoon, right?
Yeah, well, one afternoon and then you get turkey for life. Come on now.
There you go. That's true. Yes, I'm definitely going to do it this weekend. I'm definitely. You know what? I haven't even weed whacked around my house yet, and that's one of the things on my list, too. So I got to do that and put the Big Green Egg together.
Honey-do list is getting longer. Brilliant.
None of it is going to get done. We know.
So Emily Allen, today.
What are you doing? What have you been up to? First, before we're going to pick an announcement to make up today, but what have you been up to?
Well, always cooking up trouble, but today in particular, I have 300 pounds of zucchini, and I'm making 20 loaves of zucchini bread. I've already made 15 pints of this zucchini lemon curd that I make, and you can make lemon meringue-esque pies with, and zucchini jello jam, and I have zucchinis growing out of my ears, so I'm thinking zucchini lasagna, maybe grilling some on the egg, who the heck knows, but that's my task today, and then I am literally in a different state every month, just keeping busy, having fun. I'm going to go up to Chicago. You all have to check out the website, emilyallen.com, because I'm going to Chicago, and I just came up with the menu. You ready for it?
What are you doing in Chicago?
It is titled, The Dish Ran Away with the Spoon, and... it's a throwback to our childhood, and every course is inspired by a child's nursery rhyme. So
very
it is going to be fun, really, really fun. And then I do Phoenix Cooks. That's like a really cool event out in Phoenix. It's one of the highest attended food and wine festivals in the United States. So I get to go hang out with my friends at Fetzer Wine. They're going to be out there. And just check out the calendar. I mean, I'm cooking and booking.
You're a busy, busy lady. And in September, I see you're going to be at Epcot Center at the end of September at the Food and Wine Show.
Yes, and I'm cooking up a really neat menu. It's called From Farmhouse to Schoolhouse to Your House, and it's cooking through kitchen memories. And that's a really neat program they put on. They invite chefs from all over the United States, and we cook up our lives. And we tell stories, and, of course, we drink wine and cook and eat and dance around. So that's going to be a blast.
The people on this show, we really like Mickey Mouse because we are a Mickey Mouse outfit here. So if you need anybody there to help you out, I know some people you can get tickets to send us to Epcot Center.
Well, a little buddy told me that you guys are coming down to Florida soon.
Yes, we are. Matter of fact, that week we're going to be down there filming our little show that we're coming out with, and also going to the Country Music Festival down in, what is that place? Where is it, Aaron?
You guys are going to go to the coast. It's about 4 hours away.
Yeah, we're going to
the
coast.
Panhandle.
Yeah, 4 hours away. I can't remember where it's at now. But yeah, but we're going to the Country Music Festival, and we'll be close to you, so we're going to have to see if we hook up.
Yeah. Well, can you get down from Pensacola to Orlando in time to come out and film the festival? You guys come and film it with and cook up fun with me. Do a live show from the event.
Since Aaron likes to drive so much, Aaron, we think we can do that?
I think Aaron. We could probably pull that off.
Yeah. Now, you just come, what, from Jacksonville to Pensacola back to Orlando?
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
with all the gear. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yes, it sounds good.
Okay. So,
we'll
geez,
do that.
I mean,
now, let's make
geez,
our little announcement. Do you want to,
yeah,
you want to make
yeah.
the announcement, or do you want me to make the announcement?
Make the announcement!
Well, everybody, we have some very interesting news and exciting news to tell you. Emily and I have been talking, and we have decided that it's time for Emily to have her own radio show. That's what we're calling it. And Emily is going to be coming on the Green Ideas Network in the next few weeks. We haven't got an actual start date yet because we've got to work out all the details. But Emily is going to have her own radio show, and we're looking forward to that happening. And are you ready for it? Because, you know, you got to talk a long time about nothing. Do you think you can handle this?
Talking about nothing for a long time. You know what? I might be a bit qualified for that, actually. I think I can handle it.
Yeah, I think you can, too. So we'll be having more information about the show and announcements from Emily at emilyellen.com, and you'll be hearing about her new radio show. We're excited about it. It's going to be very interesting, and she's going to have the Emily Ellen Radio Show. So be looking out for that in the coming weeks. And we got to figure out when you want to start that, boss, so I can get everything hooked up. But we're looking forward to you doing your radio show.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm getting excited. I'm organizing material as we speak. I've been doing a lot of research. With 300
wait.
Pounds of zucchinis, I've been listening
to...
Did you just say
you're organizing material?
Yes,
organizing material.
What is that? What is this material you speak of?
Well, Aaron, I got good stuff, okay? Let me just tell you.
But it's apparent you're not taking a page out of our book.
Well, the funny thing is I know where the radio crew lives, and I can't wait for you to come over, Aaron, and write material with me, mister.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think you know what, you're right, Aaron. I don't think I've ever prepared for a show, can you tell?
No, nobody would ever know.
They're fun. Well, I got to be organized because you know how my crazy schedule is. So I wanted to, you know, I want to have something simmering in the pot every week, so to say. So
we'll help you simmer. We'll turn up the heat. You just simmer away, and we'll help you start that radio show. So everybody, stay tuned. I guess we'll be announcing on Facebook and on Emily's website, EmilyLN.com. And Emily, I have to go back to the zucchini thing. Now, are these zucchini, the 300 pounds of zucchini, is this something that you've grown in your garden, or did someone drop off at your house? Was it delivered? Or what's the deal? How do you have 300 pounds of zucchini?
Well, the funny thing is, I stole 300 pounds of zucchini from my father's garden. He has all this zucchini, and he doesn't know what to do with it. So I've been coming up with recipes that are divine. They're just so divine. This zucchini lemon curd will blow your mind. It's so good. You can have it on a zucchini bread. You can have it just on a spoon. You can bake a pie with it. This is like out of this world, out of this world. So.
And by the way, on the same note, I saw your picture with beets on Facebook. In fact,
yes.
I posted it on my page today. Since Aaron loves beets so much, do you have any special recipes for beets that you can share with Aaron?
Aaron, you don't like beets? Or you really
no,
do like beets?
I do not like
now,
beets.
Now, beets are like one of the best things on earth. They're sweet.
Yeah, if you like eating dirt.
No, they don't taste like dirt. And you know what? That thing, you know, I grew up in Ohio. So one of the popular things up in Ohio is we make pickled beets. And then, this may sound odd to people, we take hard-boiled eggs and then we soak them in the beet juice afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we make like a pickled beet egg. And that on a salad or just like made into an egg salad is probably the most divine thing on earth. With a little bit of vinegar and sweet, I mean, man, I don't know how
Aaron,
you
you're
could
writing this down, Aaron.
Resist that.
I am, but like I said earlier, it's my. I actually enjoy the pickled onion that was pickled in the beets, and that was the closest thing that I've ever had that I enjoyed anything related to beets.
And to have just the pickled beet is wonderful. You don't taste that. They don't taste as earthy as they do when they're just roasted. That sugar, you know, it really brightens up with that vinegar. But, you know, beets are great cold, you know, like cooked, like boiled down and cold, eaten on salads or warm, roasted. I mean, gosh, I don't know what I would do without a beet.
I know what I would do without a beet. I would do everything else besides beets. I mean, it's just the same thing I've done my whole life.
No. You can't beat them. I mean, they're
that's
like
right.
That's veggie. Yeah, I'll have to make some for you and send them your way.
All right.
Well,
Emily, I will definitely.
Because you're not going to talk him into eating beets, I can tell you. So we get to Florida, we're going to have to hold him down and shove some beets in his mouth and see if we convert him over.
Right.
Because if you can't beat him, you're going to have to join us, Aaron. So.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you go, Emily, with your zucchini bread and your curd and all that good stuff, and we'll keep the listeners listening to find out when your next show, your new show is going to be coming out, and we look forward to hearing about that, and why don't you rest a little bit and come back and see us again sometime.
Absolutely, and Frank, get that grill built, because let me tell you, the amount, it's like... It's grilling season right now, and that's, like, your thing. You're going to love it when you get it built.
I promise by next week I'll have my grill put together, I promise.
Then I'm going to send you over some barbecuing recipes so you can barbecue with beer on that thing.
Sounds good. Everybody check out EmilyLN.com. Thank you, Emily, and we'll be talking to you later.
Bye, guys. Lots of love. Have fun on the show today. I'll be listening.
All right, later. Bye-bye. All right,
okay,
everybody, check out her website, check out her radio or rad video show, and we'll be talking about that later. I'm going to play a little song by Bo Porter called Mexican Lettuce, and we'll be coming back with our, I think we've got the wine czar slash Shrimp and Grits Czar calling in here shortly. So everybody hang tight. We'll be right back after this song.
Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. I twisted up a fatty just the other day. In no time at all, I was miles away. Drifting along over some little place. I think it was New Braunfels with a smile on my face. Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Mexican lettuce ain't real hard to find. I usually get it from a good friend of mine. But if you're making a trip to the Mexican border, would you mind picking up a little thing that I ordered now? Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. A little piece in some cellophane. Had no way to smoke it, man, that was lame. I wanted this little piece of bud in my hand, so I dented and poked a hole in a can. Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. Makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. Makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you.
And we are back, and that was a little Mexican lettuce, and you're back here with Brilliant Ideas Radio Show with my buddy A.A. Ron. And Laura, are you back from going to the bathroom? I think she's back here with us. Anyway, we were talking about freaks on Facebook a little while ago, and speaking of freaks on Facebook, I think we have the Wine Czar, Blue Czar, slash Shrimp, and Grit Czar on our
He's just the czar.
Right,
just the czar.
He's just the czar. That's right. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you, Brilliant?
All right. How'd you like that intro?
What?
How'd you like that intro?
I love that intro. I love that intro. I am definitely a freak. I'm freaking awesome.
Uh-oh. You guys,
Hold on
a second, czar. You're right now not coming really loud and clear. You must be smoking some Mexican lettuce. Can you hear us?
No. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Are you driving
down the
road?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in the homestead. I decided not to go.
Well, stop exercising and working out on your treadmill and talk to us on the phone.
I am talking to you on the phone. I guess I have to do what you did and replace my cup and string and get a real phone.
Yes, well, you actually, what I had to do a few weeks ago, I actually had to stand on my left foot, stick my head out the window to and face north before I could even get a signal. So, yeah, it looks like you need to do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanna say a couple of things before we get into anything else. Lori, you're absolutely right, and, you know, we've talked about this. Real friends are real friends. Facebook is Facebook. And I'll tell you, meeting the two, well, seeing the two of you together yesterday put a lot of things in perspective. So I love you guys both.
Aww. Oh, well, thank you. We, by the way, for those that don't know, we had a little breakfast club meeting. Sorry you weren't there, Aaron, but we all met some of the folks we've met on Facebook.
Well, excuse me, but while I am present, you guys are banned from talking about this breakfast club.
Aww.
There's way too much delicious food put on the table. Oh, I don't even want to hear anything about it because it went from shrimp and grits to whatever that plate of stuff was, and then I had to hear about bacon wrapped cauliflower and potatoes with sliced cheese. And then we get into oysters and caviar. I wanted to drive to Maryland and wring all of your necks.
Well, you know you would be there if you could.
Look, according to Grillion's, we were there till dinner, so you might have made it.
Yeah, you could have been there on time. Yeah, by the way, let me talk about that for a second. Okay, guys, you have to understand, Brian, when he prepped most of the food yesterday, and it was excellent, by the way, Brian, so before I throw you under the bus, I will say the food was excellent and probably the best shrimp and grit that I ever had. Of course, I've never had it before, but it was the best I ever had. And this guy, he comes in, Aaron. He looks like he's prepping for like surgery. He lays out his knives. He's got scalpels. He had an assistant there that actually had a mask on. The whole thing was like a big production.
He brings his own knives. It really is the cutest thing. That, I mean, they're gorgeous knives, I have to say. But he comes
and those
in
were
and
my,
opens
yeah,
his
and those were my
case.
Cheap knives. Hey, well, you know what? If I'm going to do something, I got to do it right. So
you did it upright yesterday, and
I got it.
That was the great
and
food.
You know,
even though I did, hey Brian, I did prep my stuff ahead of time, and no, I did not go to the store and buy it, Aaron. I actually prepped it beforehand and brought it all pre-cooked. So all you had to do is throw it in the oven, and we could eat. But after that big production you made, and the food was excellent, I'm not going to pick on you anymore. It was super duper stuff. And matter of fact, you posted the picture of, what do you call that thing again? A frittata?
Frittata. No, what did you say we were going to call it yesterday? A quittata.
Quiche?
Yeah, a quittata.
Yes, quiche frittata. So we're calling it a quittata.
Well, it was a lot of fun to meet some of the Facebook people, the ones that are not the freaks. We had a good time yesterday. And in fact, there's another foodie friend group getting together. Maybe we can invite Aaron to this one. That's September 7th. Aaron, if you want to come up to Maryland, I can probably get you an invite.
Well, we'll have to have a board. I don't know. Don and I have to have a board of directors meeting about that. So, you know, we'll have to see.
So, Brian, do you have anything you want to add
about
wine or booze or anything else while we got you on the phone?
Hey, well, let's talk about what we drank yesterday.
What did we drink yesterday? I don't remember.
Well, that's the problem with the gray matter on the top of the head getting into the gray matter inside the head.
what did we drink?
Donna asked me to bring bubbles, so I brought lots of bubbles. Mm-hmm. And I brought some bubbles from Texas, which our Texas contingent were very happy about. I brought bubbles from Maryland to cover the Maryland contingent, and I brought bubbles from Italy. So we drank, we drank the Texas sparkling Shannon, which I think everybody agreed was delicious.
It was.
And perfect with the oysters. Perfect with the oysters, by the way. And I'm sorry, I haven't gotten a picture up about with those oysters, but those oysters were absolutely beautiful and extremely tasty, and thanks, Dan, for going out, on a limb with
it. Hang on a second before you have Dan, Oyster Man Dan, on the phone here with us. We got dogs barking in the background. Hey, Oyster Man Dan, you there?
I'm here. What's happening?
We're just talking
hey,
about
Dan.
You. Hey, pasa, mi amigo.
Hey, Dan. Loved those oysters yesterday.
They were awesome, weren't they?
They were, and I guess I won't ride you anymore about you know clamming up and shutting your oyster shell and you know all that stuff anymore. You know. Hey,
well,
once I meet someone for real, I can ease up on the hard stuff, you know.
Well, Brian, I have to tell you a story. You know, remember the beer that you gave us last night or yesterday?
Yeah, was it flat?
Well, I got a little story to tell.
My freezer today.
I put it in the freezer when we had dinner last night, and we were partaking of other alcohol beverages and kind of forgot about the beer. And this morning, Oyster Man Dan had a freezer filled with broken glass and beer.
Oh, no. Exploded beer and black beer, no less.
Yes. So everything in this freezer is going to taste like beer now.
I gave you the Schwartz yesterday, and you went and screwed it up. I mean, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, you try to
Sorry
be a friend,
that.
And what happens? Well, don't worry about it. We'll get you more. You can mess up Dan's freezer again.
By the way, too, we want to thank Donna for allowing us to have the little get-together there yesterday. And I know, Aaron, you're sick and tired of hearing about this, so we won't talk about it anymore. But thank you, Donna, for being the nice host, just and having us there, you and your
husband,
Tommy. And it was a great time. We appreciate that. So, Dan, did you have anything you want to add? I know you got to go out and shuck some oysters, right?
No, actually, I'm taking the day off today and heading up to St. Michael's and seeing some Civil War reenactments.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
well,
wait.
Fun.
Which side are you going to be on, north or south?
The British. I'm not Civil War. Not Civil War. Okay, it was the British. Yeah, 1812, right? Not the Civil War.
Yeah, I think Dan's still drinking.
I'll fill you in after I see it.
I think Dan was licking up that frozen beer out of the freezer.
Yeah, obviously. All right, Dan. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you later. He's going to fight for the British. All right, good for him. All right, so let's see. Where are we now? Are you still there with me, Weingar?
I'm here.
Are you still there, Aaron?
What else did we do?
Yeah,
I gave you some wine, right?
Yeah.
I gave you some Riesling, and I gave you a red wine, and I think I told you that they were big boy wines. So
yeah,
you'll have to put your big boy pants on when you drink them. What else? I mean, what did we do?
I don't know. You're boring the hell out of me right now. So you got anything else you want to add?
I heard someone wanted to ask me some questions, so I wonder if someone has questions for me.
Well, the someone that was supposed to be calling in, that someone hasn't called in, so that someone can't ask you those questions.
Oh, should we talk about it anyway?
Yeah, let's talk about it anyway. We had a question yesterday that came up that a person wanted to know something about wine coolers and what's the best thing to pair with wine coolers. And I know Aaron and I have had some wine coolers. Matter of fact, Bartles and James is one of my favorites that I remember. But so, Mr. Winesar, what is a good pairing with wine coolers?
Well, I don't know if I want to pair anything with a wine cooler, but you know what I always say. Whatever floats your boat and makes you happy is what you should drink. But I did do a little research. I did my homework to look and see what we have in wine coolers, and of course we've got Bartles and James, and we've got Seagram's. And I didn't know that Jack Daniel's made wine coolers. They call them country cocktails.
Oh, really?
You know, and I thought that that would be the perfect one for
delicious.
Our caller. I thought that would be the perfect one
wait
for our
hey,
caller.
Wait, Zarbia.
Yeah.
I just heard somebody in the background who must be a wine cooler Sorry. What did you say, Aaron?
The Jack Daniel's Country cocktails are fantastic.
I've never had them, so I don't know. But you know, I was like looking. I was doing some research. But the ironic thing is that the person who was going to call in and ask the question is a lover of bourbon. So these would be perfect for her. Absolutely perfect. And I see that they make, like, Down Home Punch and Leedsburg Lemonade and Wild Berry and Black Jack Cola and Mountain Sipper, Tennessee Tea, Blackberry Jack, Cactus Killer. I mean, I was amazed at how many flavors. And then they did a survey on what people's favorite wine cooler flavors are. And I came up with one that said that was Strawberry Daiquiri, Fuzzy Navel, Exotic Berry, Margarita, Pina Colada, Melon Splash, Blackberry, Blue Hawaiian, Apple Passion, and Tropical Mango. And I don't know if these are all Bartles and James or just, you know, in general, these are flavors that people like. But that was the top hitters.
But I do want to let you guys know something. If you decide to get and go the route of the wine coolers, you will get sick after 27 of them, and it is like a complete and total sugar rush when it leaves your body.
That 27, what is that a cutoff on based on height, weight, age?
No, I just think that's as much sugar and alcohol combined that the human body can handle no matter what size, height, weight, age.
Okay. Well, probably it means that Brilliant can handle about three of them.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay. And there he goes. He just threw me under the bus, and it's time for him to go. Did you have any more wine cooler information you'd like to pass along before I mute your mic?
Hey, can I ask for a pairing? Can I ask for
yep.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
We had yesterday and I drank way to excess, but Angry Orchard and Goldschlager combined makes like a drink that tastes like apple butter. It's fantastic. The problem is it tastes so good that you just keep drinking them until you pass out on the floor. What about a pairing with something like that, a cider with a little cinnamon, you know, that's the deal.
We actually had a pear cider yesterday, a hard cider.
That's right, we did.
But wait, you said apple. All right, you want a pairing for a drink that has apple, that tastes like apple cider.
All right. And Goldschlager.
All right. And you, and Goldschlager. Wow.
Yep.
Ooh, I want something, I would definitely want something that's not sweet. And I don't know, you might even do some really briny shellfish with it.
How about
like
arugula?
Raw oysters? Arugula, yeah. Perfect. Salty arugula? Perfect. I mean, salty arugula.
We get that in every show. That's right.
I'm hanging up on all of you right now.
All right. All right. Wine gauze.
I didn't say arugula.
Star, staff, paste, slash, whatever czar. We're going to let you go. And I got phone line backing up here. And thank you for calling us from wherever you are, and come join us again. And by the way, too, Wanda, thank you very much for your support and helping us also become one of the featured shows on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your support.
I appreciate you, so
you're
no problem.
You're the best, Brian.
Anytime. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Hey, get a website so we can advertise you and get more people to come see you, but right now you have nothing,
that
so
means
I can't even promote
do,
you.
That means I have to do something. I'm not
getting
the website.
Yeah. All right, later. All right, guys, we're going to take another break, and I'm going to play a little Coyote Kings, a little something-something, and then I've got a caller calling in who wants to announce something to us, and then we're going to have our next guest, which is the Dixie Still band, and I'm trying to push buttons here. That's why I stopped, and it sounded like I was like all of a sudden panicking. I was, but we'll be right back here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back in about, let's see, 3.5 if this button will work. It will. Here we go.
When is the event?
Is it next week?
What's that?
When is the event? Is it next week?
That's next week. It's the 13th through the 17th.
All right. So if you're in the St. Louis area, and it's called Spa STAH.
It's at the Renaissance Hotel by the airport.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
you'll see Spa.
And I assume you're going to be there, right?
I'm leaving Monday. I'm actually teaching at a couple seminars I've put together.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're out in the St. Louis area, check out Spa and check out Big John. I'm John Studd, right, Big John?
Big John Studd, that's right.
All right, Big John.
Oh, man, if we just were in San Diego, we could have one heck of a good time testing beer.
There you go. I like that. All right. Well, thanks for stopping in and tell us about the harmonica event. And if you're out in St. Louis, Ken, check to find Big John.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, great.
All right. Okay. Cut him off. Mistake. Aaron, we've got a show going on here. I got so many phones lighting up. I don't know who is who. Let's see here. We're supposed to have our... come on here called Pixie Still, and I've got three lines here that are lighting up, so it's going to pop up here. Let's see. I'm going to choose this one and see if this is Dixie Still calling in. Is this the Dixie Still band?
Yes, sir.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah,
right,
how you
button.
Doing?
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So who we got? Who is with us here? Is it all the members or just one person from the band?
Yeah, I think we're all here. You guys here? Hello?
No. Is one of
well,
hold
well,
on. Maybe hold on. Maybe one of the other guys are here. Let me push this button.
Hello.
Is this one of the Dixie Still folks?
Hello.
All right.
We were
getting there.
we were trying to do a three-way call and I had them on the line and I called you guys. So they should be around, you know, somewhere.
You guys are in North Carolina.
We're actually, they are in Gatlinburg, Tennessee right now, and I am at Myrtle Beach. So we're trying to do the three-way deal on this right now. But we are out of North Carolina.
I heard your music, and fantastic stuff. How long have you guys been playing together?
We've actually, it's been about a year. It hasn't been that long at all. We got started, me and Holly, she's the only girl in the group. There's her and me and Matt. And we got started, me and Holly did. We've sang about 5 or 6 years, and Matt had his own band, and then we just kind of merged, and we really had the same taste in music and the same passion. So we've been doing it since, about a year.
Well, it's good stuff.
And,
I'm going to play one of your songs right now so that the listeners can hear your music and other. The first song I want to play is called Dark Horse, and is there a background story about that song? Did you guys write that?
No, we didn't write it, man, but the first time we heard it, we knew it was for us. It's everybody in life, it feels like at some point a dark horse. You know, you always feel like some people always feel like an underdog, and,
right.
You know, everybody's rooting for the underdog, so that's kind of our... theme song there. So, and we've teamed up with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We just did a benefit to raise awareness for cystic fibrosis, and that's become our theme song for them. So, yeah, we're really proud of that. So,
all right. Well, I'm gonna play that song. It's called Dark Horse. This is Dixie Still. Everybody, hang tight. Dance on what they're doing, where they're headed, talk about their CDs, etc. So everybody hang tight. This is called Dark Horse.
All right.
Running wild.
congratulations. I really like the music, and people want to find out more about you, too. I haven't mentioned your website, but we put it here on our radio page here. You can find more about the band at www.dixie-still.com, and I think it's a fairly new website, right?
Yeah, we actually just finished that site.
Now, you guys, can they buy your CDs? Can you buy CDs there on your site?
Absolutely, and we just added, we just got our new logo T-shirts in, and they look awesome. They're in black and white, and then we have some photos that you can get on there. And we're looking to get some camo T-shirts as well, so that'll be on there too. We've got all kind of stuff coming.
I'm going to play another one of your songs. The next song I got here is called Even Now. What's the story behind that song?
Devin, you want to tell a little story about that?
When we were getting together picking songs, it's kind of a long process when you go to picking songs for a record. And this was one of those songs, you know, that just came back time after time after time when we were eliminating stuff and said, no, we got to really keep this. But, no, it's a song that kind of just, you know, talks about, okay, I was wrong. You know, all couples, you know, we have fights and arguments and stuff. So it was kind of one of those things where, you know, this guy in the particular song had messed up and he had done something to make her mad, and she had done something, went out and done something to make him mad. So, you know, we're talked about being even now, and at the very end of the song, it's really cool. It's got a cool twist on it, how they, talk about how they really still love each other and they just want it to work. Let's just call it even, you know, and we're even now. So it's a great song.
All right, we'll play Even Now. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back with Dixie Still to talk a little bit more about what they're doing and some of the future plans. So this is Even Now, Dixie Still.
I was wrong, but you were me. Yeah, I got mad 'cause you said those things. I called your bluff. I guess we're even now. Well, I told you, and you told Joe, and I won't name names, but I heard you told someone. I
with Even Now by Dixie Still. We have Dixie Still joining us this morning here on the radio show. So that song is basically like when we were kids, when you say you're even, Steven, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. That's pretty much it. It's a very, very relatable song. I think everybody at some point in a relationship experiences those feelings or those thoughts or those things. So it's just very relatable. That's the main thing.
Well, that's a great song. So what do you guys got planned coming up? Are you got any concerts or festivals or anything that you'll be appearing in the next few months?
Well, yeah, we have a few festivals. We're from, you know, right in the Piedmont section of North Carolina, so we have a lot of local town festivals and things like that that's going to be coming up in the fall that we're going to be a part of. We'll actually be showcasing in Nashville pretty soon. In a little town right outside of Nashville called Lebanon, in one of the theaters there. So, we're excited, and we get new calls every day about playing new places and doing everything. I don't know if you guys realize it, but the album has only been out a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
And we're teamed up. It actually released August the 1st, and we worked on it for about 8 months. So, we're really excited. A lot's going on. We just teamed up with a marketing company called Southern Bell Marketing, and our manager, Ms. Jennifer Fidel-Sosher, is doing an incredible job and getting some things lined up. We're also a part of a charity organization for cystic fibrosis.
Right.
Actually, the first song you played today, Dark Horse, is one that we've dedicated to all the people struggling with that. Because they truly are the dark horse, and people, you know, kind of count them out, but they're always
right.
Strong, and they fight, and they pull through. So yeah, we're really involved in that. We're going to be doing some special appearances at one of the children's hospitals in our local area. So, yeah,
well,
a lot going
yeah,
on.
I really love your music. We have new talent come on our show. Started, and...
Well, I do believe we have lost our host.
Yeah.
I know you guys are still here, but I think the host is gone. Grant's phone may have finally given up the ghost while they're out in Maryland, but I know he was talking about how much we do like music. We have talent come on each week and just kind of go through, talk with you guys and learning, about, what different groups are doing and how things are coming together for all of these groups. And you guys you kind of have a cool story, and it's a cool thing going. You got a great sound. We really enjoyed the music. So, we appreciate.
Thank you guys so much. We have, we really, it's actually our first radio interview. So we're really stoked up, really excited about it. We got the kids out of the water park. Come on. We got to go. So it was really fun. Thank you guys so much for everything. We have completely been humbled by this experience and very thankful for you guys, and thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. We definitely appreciate you guys coming on, and we'll keep playing your music. We're going to keep an eye on how you guys do, and we wish you the best.
Well, thanks.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy your vacation, everybody.
Will do.
Thank you. And I got cut off. I guess we say goodbye to the band. You completely lost the host there for a couple of minutes. Aaron, I hope you took over the show.
Yeah, I did. It took me a couple of seconds to realize you completely bailed out on us. But we took care of it. We were okay.
Great. Well, I want to play their song, their last song they sent to us. And even though I lost connection, thank you, Aaron, for filling in. And the last song they sent to us is called I Fell for Memphis, and I will play that. And then, Aaron, if God will let me, I'll try to close up the show after the song. You and I can chat a little bit about barbecue and some other things. So everybody, hang tight. This is Dixie Still, I Fell for Memphis.
Graceland, heart was pounding just like a backbeat. I was barely 18, I barely knew her. I was over my head in that muddy water.
Next week,
yeah,
I'm going to be showing folks.
And not to mention,
Not to mention, Emily made it a point to post on my page after our conversation a link to a video of grilled beets on a big green egg. So,
did she?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And yeah, we'll have you eating beets before this is all over with, I can guarantee you. And I'm going to finish out with a song from a friend of ours called, name is Guy Nix. And the song is called, I think it's called Fool Around. And we'll be joining you back again here next Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on which coast you're on. And join us at Green Ideas Radio. And partner, go get some rest. And we'll see you next weekend. And everyone have a nice one. And we will see you next week.
Change, I guess that makes me a fool. And they say that life's a gamble, and I guess I place my bet. And if Lady Luck's still out there, well, she sure ain't found me yet. Yeah, I got me a wild side, an itch that I can't scratch. If you're thinking that you wanna try, girl, we might just be a match. So if you ever wanna fool, well, there ain't no bigger fool in town. And no, I may not be your Mr. Right, but we could have ourselves some fun tonight. Hell, I might even try to settle down if you ever want to fool. I've always been a wild one. Some people think it's cool. You might be surprised to find how many women like a fool. And I sure got your attention that night there at the bar. But it looks like all my crazy ways only take me so damn far. Lately I've been thinking there might be more to life than this. If you're offering another chance, well, that's something I won't miss. Yeah, if you ever want to fool around, well, I'm still the biggest fool in town. And I may never be your Mr. Right, but we could treat ourselves to one more night. Hell, I might try again to settle down. If you ever want to fool around, yeah, I might try again to settle down. If you ever want to fool.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.